We do have a basic items we can use. So anyhow, once we move in, it's begin to rain, and the thunderstorm began to come over to us. And my wife says, well, I have nothing to cook, because you didn't kill anything today. So the old man says, well, it was very unfortunate that we didn't have anything to, we didn't even see anything, in fact. But they say that we did manage to set up a rabbit's nest before it's rained. And then when it started rain, we just sit inside our teepee and have our small supper. And while we sit there, thunder began over and lightning goes on. And then it passed. And then the other patch of cloud came over. Thunderheads, they call them. And then I asked my wife, if she would eat a thunderbird if I were to kill one. So she says, anything that is food I would cook, because I'm hungry. So anyway, I walked out to see how far this next thunder will be arrive in our camp. And sure enough, it was right over us. And then I pick up my gun, my double barrel, and load the two shells in and just fire into the air. And then I came in, bring my gun inside. That's the reason I went out, is to get my gun. But fired two shots up into the sky, into the cloud. So he sat down and waited for rain to stop. And it was 3 hours later, he said, we hear something drop outside, not far from our tent. Something dropped down. And I say, what is it? Then I went out and checked what was falling down. And then a little ways from our door, there lies a thunderbird. I have hit it. I have shot it down. So I picked it up, and it's heavy, really, and then brought it in and showed it to my wife, and he says, surely his thunderbird. So he said, what do we do with it? And he says, we'll cook it. She says, I'll cook it. And she started to pluck the thunderbird, and sure enough, soon it was in a cooking pot, and ready to be eaten. And it was just toward dark by the time we finished eating. And it was great. It tasted very, very tasty and very good. But it was a fresh food, very fresh. We know it's going to react to our stomach because it's a fresh food, because we haven't eaten such fresh food. But we lay around because we have totally stuffed ourselves. And we lay around, and it's getting dark slowly. And soon my wife says, my stomach is bothering me. She says, it's really rumbling, and it's really working away. Whatever caused it. And I feel the same way, said the old man. I feel that I had so much gas build up in me and really wants to let go. So we just sort of lay around in our beds, and my wife also, and me, I lay down. And very soon I had to let go of the gas. And it was already getting dark, he says. And we were just about to put the light on. And so I just let go, he says, let go of the gas. And to our surprise, there's a great blue flame came out from my real end. My wife sort of startled, and every time when I let go, it's the same thing happened. And so as my wife was suffering about the gas stomach, and I said, well, just let it go, you might ease the pain. And then she let go and says, the great blue flame came out from her real end. And that night, and that's all we did, we just alternately flash out a blue flame from a real end all night. And at that time, I was almost screaming and laughing at him. And then he says, that's the thunderbird for you, he says. And that was the end of the story. And the man says, and that man will tell the story, he win the first prize.